Golden Valley Electric Association officials have changed their mind about the Healy Clean Coal Plant. In a letter to members, the utility says it wants to buy the long-idled state-owned facility. Golden Valley had a contract with the Alaska Industrial Export Authority, or AIDA, to do so back in 2000, but backed out when the plant failed a performance evaluation. Utility spokeswoman Corrine Bradish says the high cost of oil is making the clean coal plant look better now. She says it's all about the economics.
That's actually where this started 8 years ago, is we felt the impact to our members' rates would have been very dramatic if we had taken a plant that was not going to run reliably and cost more, and be it from additional employees being needed and all that. Now with the economics changed, we feel that we can afford to take this on and add it to our diversified fuel mix.
Taking the plant now is not a simple proposition. A tangled legal situation has ensued in the 8 years since the Golden Valley originally rejected it. The complications included failed negotiations, a stalled deal with Homer Electric to take the plant, and AIDA suing Golden Valley for $167 million. AIDA attorney Charlie Cole says the fact that the clean coal plant sits on Golden Valley property has been a sticking point.
Basically, in the lawsuit, the fundamental premise is that AIDA wants the court to order GVA to grant AIDA a lease for those premises so that AIDA can get underway with its efforts to put the plant into operation. AIDA is anxious, very anxious, to reach agreement with the GVEA.
AIDA and Golden Valley officials hammered out a 200-page settlement that included a lease for the state last year, but Golden Valley Board of Directors failed to approve it this spring. Golden Valley's Bradish says that's allowed AIDA's lawsuit to move ahead.
The judge did set a trial date for late 2009, but we're hoping that will never happen, that other avenues can be looked at.
Bradish says the plant needs an estimated $15 million of work to repair deficiencies and recommission it for service. She says Golden Valley is prepared to pay for the work if it can work out a purchase deal with the state. She says the governor's energy plan could be a potential cash source to help the deal along.